Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Good on you. Can I just introduce you to our listeners? Scott is Ireland's number one badminton player for the last, I suppose, nearly 15-odd years. Would that be correct, Scott?
I'd say probably around, yeah, probably 12, 13 years, probably something like that, yeah.
You're just too modest. In fairness, and can I also point out that like Scott has gone to two Olympics. He has represented Ireland so well. He has won 8 All-Ireland singles titles in a row and, you know, is a professional badminton player and headed off to Denmark at a very early age when being a professional badminton player, like, it's not an easy thing to do, but Scott has been so dedicated to his sport and does a fantastic job of promoting the game, both here and abroad. He travels all over the world and is an absolute credit to badminton. So, Scott, you're coming over next week to play in the Irish Open here just down the road from us in Balldoyle, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I fly in Tuesday night. The tournament starts Wednesday with qualification, and then I start my first round Thursday morning. They kind of changed the schedule a little bit around where the tournament starts a day earlier and finishes a day earlier. So normally we'd play Friday and finish Sunday if
yes.
we get to the final. Now they've changed it around so that the tournament finishes on Saturday. Which also gives the Irish players anyway a chance to go to the BOI Awards night, which is
that's down the road from us in the Hilton Hotel, isn't that correct?
Yeah. So we get to attend that on the Saturday night then and support badminton Ireland in that way.
Yeah, and as I said, you headed off when you were about, was it 15 or 16, off to Denmark?
Yeah, just after I turned 16, I moved to Denmark. I moved to a place just outside Copenhagen City called Greve. And then I trained at what was called the International Badminton Academy. At that time was only the only real place around Europe that had a centre for players that were not in their own national centre.
Right.
Got, like, a lot of Danish players that weren't in the Danish national centre, that they were training there. And then a lot of players that, for example, Czech Republic or... Ireland. Alex Sim from Northern Ireland was there as well at the same time as me. You had players from Norway. So other countries that didn't have a national training centre, then this International Badminton Academy was kind of the only option for badminton athletes to train professionally. So I moved there. Kieran Darcy was there as well at some point, and I think Nigel Boyne had been
there. Yeah, one of our good Northsiders, Nigel Boyne, yes.
Yeah. So I spent a year there, and after that, then I moved to Gent, which is very close to the city centre in Copenhagen, and then I've been in Gent for the last 11 years. So,
good on you. And but then, of course, you're off around the world. You were out in the Far East there recently playing as well.
Yeah, I since August. I've been in Indonesia for the World Championships. In September, I was in Japan and Korea for two big tournaments there. And in November, I was in China for a big tournament in China as well.
And it's hard for our listeners, like, badminton in China is just massive, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's like be by far the biggest sport in China. Badminton, so, you know, all the Chinese badminton players, they're all huge stars. Lin Dan, who's won the last two Olympics, he'd be the most, probably one of the, if not the most, one of the most famous athletes in China. Like, he's an absolute, like, VIP.
Yes, yeah, he's like a David Beckham type character in China.
Yeah, absolutely. He has like a big sponsorship agreement with a lot of the top clothing brands and all this kind of stuff, so he's all over the place.
Yeah, it's for us who are on this side of the world, it's hard to imagine that. It's like going to a football match out in China or Indonesia when these guys are playing and they are treated like gods. You know, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
And because of your work,
you find people playing badminton just on the street in China. Like, that would be very, very common.
Right.
For people just to play badminton, you know, where kids in Dublin, they might play football out in the street.
Or the GAA play, or something, yeah.
Yeah, throw a rugby ball or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone in China will just play badminton on the street. Like.
Yeah, it's hard to it's hard to kind of picture that. Of course, having said that, they do, in a lot of the places, they do get good weather, so it's easier than...
Yeah.
You couldn't be doing that out on the streets of Dublin now, should the shuttle be going all over the place now, in fairness.
Yeah.
So anyway, next week, I think there's 160 players coming from, you know, all across the globe, because most people are trying to get their Olympic qualification points. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And
I think you'll find most of the players will be from Europe. Then you'll have a couple that are from Asia and stuff like that. I think there's quite a few. Because it's Olympic year, there's a lot of tournaments on now at this time of year. And especially like next week, I think you can play in three different continents next week.
Right.
So there's three tournaments on in three different continents. So you'll find that a lot of players are, some are choosing one, others are choosing another one, and then others are choosing another one again. So, it's just very, very busy at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's, of course, because of the Olympic Games next year.
Yeah, and there's 20 Irish players taking part next week, and I kind of point out, because Chloe McGee and Sam are all playing in the mix and everything, so there's a great group of Irish players coming through now, so it's so important that they take part in this tournament. And you can go down and have a look. The tickets are available on Badminton Ireland, or through badmintonireland.com. You can have a look at it's 3 in on the Wednesday, and then I think it's a tenner for some of the other days if you're an adult and a fiver for kids. So it's a great time down in Balldoyle to actually go down and have a look at some really top class and international badminton. So Scott, like, you've won 8 All Ireland titles in a row. Incredible stuff in the modern era. And of course, the last time we spoke, you were given out to me because I had interviewed Barry Coffey before I'd interviewed you, you know, and so I'm glad I got around to you and that you agreed to come on, in fairness now.
Of course.
But of course, your whole family, you know, because I know them well, have all been playing badminton. Your dad, Martin, a great stalwart of the game for a long time, and your mum, Cheryl, I was talking to her the other day, and your brother, Lee, who also won a couple of Irish titles as well, if memory serves me right. So you're a great advocate for the game, you know. So what about the Olympics? Is there a chance of you getting there, or what's the story?
Yeah, I think the Olympics looks quite good at the moment. Anyway, I've had because I had a very good season last year.
Yeah,
my ranking was up to 23 in the world.
Yes, yeah, so which is that, and Scott, you know, to get that high is fantastic. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good achievement. So that gave me the opportunity to play in all the top tournaments without having to qualify. So I go straight into the main draws of the Premier Super Series and the Super Series events, which is just like the Grand Slams in tennis.
Right.
And of course, these tournaments give the most points. So I've been obviously traveling around to all the big tournaments. So China Open, Japan Open, Korea Open. I'm playing in all the main events in these tournaments because I feel like I had a very good season, and that's obviously one of the goals is to do well so you get to that level and you can play these against the top players and hopefully get some good results. And a bonus to that is that the points towards the Olympic Games are higher when you play the higher tournaments.
So right. So the ranking points are
Premier Super Series, and for playing in the first round, you get 2,660 points, for example.
Right.
And if you had to do the same result, for example, in Irish Open next week, you'd have to get to a semi-final.
Right.
For the same amount of points as playing in the first round. So that's so I've been playing in all these big tournaments and getting good points. Towards the Olympic Games. So so at the moment, it looks quite good for me. And I would love to...
Yeah, well, the third one would be, you know, fantastic, because in fairness, you were the first Irish male player to qualify for the Olympics. And I have to point out that the first female player was a good Northside lady called Sonia McGinn. So, it's a huge achievement because... I think, you know, when you see the ranking lists coming out and the players that are around, particularly from the Far East and in Europe, you know, Denmark and Sweden, really to qualify is a huge achievement. And of course, we have to point out that you're one of the very few Irish players to actually, you know, since the war, since World War II, to actually have won the Irish Open. I think there's only three or four of them, if memory serves me right. And I think if you, hopefully, if you know, when you win next week, I think there's only... there'll only be yourself, and I think it's Colin Bell from the north who won it twice from the country. So certainly it will be a great achievement. So the whole idea is get down to Balldoyle and support Scott and the rest of the players and give them a good cheer on. And in fairness, I think you know, you do get great support from the Irish player, the Irish badminton.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, especially when we play Irish Open, there's always a lot of people down there supporting us, which is very special, of course, and it does help a lot, because, you know, when we go out and play in all the other tournaments around Europe and the world, it's obviously the same for everyone else. Like the Chinese, like a couple of weeks ago when I was in China, we played in an arena that could sit 20,000 people.
Gosh.
You know, and you know, the Chinese love badminton, so from the very first day, from the very first match, the whole hall is totally packed. You know, full of Chinese people supporting all the Chinese players.
Yeah.
So it does help a lot, and then, and of course, all the Irish players, especially myself, Chloe, and Sam, we're very grateful that people want to come down and support us and watch us play. So
yeah. Well, look, Scott, congratulations and continued success, and the very best of luck next week. I'll probably drop down myself to have a chat anyway. But just continued success, and hopefully,
thank you very much.
When you're going to the Olympics, now I carry your bags, by the way, to Rio. You know, if you need somebody to carry the bags, I'll do that for you, Scott. You know,
Barry's already offered that.
Is that right? All right, well, I'm sure Barry be looking after your sponsorship, or writing your Facebook page or something like that, and making sure the spellings are correct and spelling on it. But anyway, look, Scott, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for taking the call. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Take care. That was Scott Evans, Ireland's number one badminton player, and we're having a chat there about the Irish Open Badminton Championships, which are on down in Balldoyle next week from the 2nd to the 5th of December. And it's always a great festival of badminton, and as you can hear, Scott loves the idea of anybody coming down to support them. And good luck to him.